Blog Talk Radio.
Can you feel it?
How y'all doing? What's up, sis?
What's going on, bro? We even partying like I don't know what today.
Yeah, man. You know, I had planned on playing like some love songs just to show everybody, you know, I'm still in love with my team, even though, you know, All I've been hearing all day is Cowboy talk. They going to the Super Bowl. They get you, Cowboy fans, you better go on and get your tickets now because the Cowboys have a Super Bowl team. And I'm like, we playing 17 games, right? So it's 11 games left. It's 11 games left, not one, but 11. And y'all talk about the Super Bowl already? You know, I mean, what the ham sandwich is really going on? We talking Super Bowl before we even reach the halfway mark of the season. You know, I, for one, find myself flabbergasted. Because if it was us, Washingtonians, talking like this, Cowboy fans would be the main ones saying, we got to wait and see. We don't know what is what. We don't know yet. We got to take our time and see, you know. But they on their way to SoFi already. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, you know, damn. You know?
Right.
I thought we loved football. We loved watching the games. I thought that, you know, we wouldn't rush it right, you know, out of existence. You know what I'm saying? But these families, you know, they didn't already say the Cowboys going to the Super Bowl and Washington is this and Washington is that and every of not just Washington, but every other team in the league is some trash and, you know, I'm just like, wow. I'm like, wow, young. Can we play some football here? But anyway, I digress.
Yeah.
I got that off. I, huh?
you got mad real quick and bring it on back.
Yeah, I'm going to have to bring it back. Welcome, everyone, to Tales Corner. Today, on the Tuesday edition, we will discuss the week six of the NFL season. I got kind of disturbed, and it wasn't even my team, but I really want to know, how did everyone feel about Aaron Rodgers' celebration towards the Chicago fans when, he scored that touchdown? I know you know what I'm talking about. And
yeah.
I felt like that was just so disrespectful. But, I mean, you know, I want to hear you guys' opinion on it. To see exactly where you guys stand with it. Me, I feel like, I'm going to pause that. I ain't going to bring that out now. We got to say congratulations to the Chicago Sky on their WNBA championship.
Yep.
That's a good team, and those young ladies deserve their props, and we're even going to talk about them a little bit here today on Tales Corner. MLB, ALS, and NLCS battles are going on, with the Red Sox holding a 2-1 lead over the Astros, and the Dodgers versus Atlanta. Atlanta with the 2-0 lead over the Dodgers, and this young guy, like, he's up on the way to the World Series. The Red Sox, I'm gonna just say them Bammers on right now. Them Bammers are on right now, but we're going, all these topics we will discuss today on Tales Corner. See, tell me about your weekend. Now I got all that out. Tell me about the weekend, baby.
I had a good weekend. My girlfriend, she's recovering from breast cancer. So she had a little get-together, and we celebrated her and her life and her struggle. And we did that on Saturday, and then we just sat around, ate out, and stayed in the house and watched the games for the most part. We had a great time. I enjoyed just being in my house most of the time.
Girl.
I do.
Girl. Okay. It's been a while since we've been out to the Go-Go. So,
uh-oh. No.
we decided Saturday night we wanted to go. And that's Debo and myself. We decided Saturday night we were going to go. We went to Nipsey's on 301. We went to the Shark Bar down Waldorf. Nipsey's had the What Band. Shark Bar had Tim and Scooby. Now, the problem with the Shark Bar wasn't Tim and Scooby, because we would have loved to have seen them, but everybody was sitting around. It was seating only. It was no get-up mingling and dance. It was no real party, like, atmosphere in there, So we didn't go there. Long story short, we ended up all the way on New York Avenue at the Aqua Lounge to see Rare Essence. Okay? Now, when we called, Aqua told us over the phone it's $40. Okay, bet. That's cool. We can get $40 to Essence. So we go to the Aqua Lounge, and when we get there, after we drove around for like 10, maybe 15 minutes trying to find somewhere to park, we get our parking space, we walk over to the club, right? We walk over to the club, and it's a line, right? I'm going to just say a line. and it's another line, but nobody's standing in it. It was an open space. So I looked at Debo. I said, I wonder what that line is over there. I don't see anybody standing in it, you know. Let's look and see what it is. So the guy that was standing in front of us, and remember this, there were six people in total between us and the security that was checking IDs, patting people down, and letting them in. Six people, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we standing in line, and come to find out the empty line was the $60 line. Right? Our line was the $50. Their line was the $60. Dude come by and he's holding a handful of wristbands and he was like, come see me, $60 gets you right in the door. You don't have to wait. I got you. Y'all come on in. So me and Debo look at each other like, why the hell would we pay $60 when this line right here only got about six people and we paying $10 less? Girl, why that little heifer that was at the $50 line completely turned her back to us? Completely turned her back away from us and was talking to all the people. Hell, and the $60 line, you know, because we stood in that $50 line, please, you ain't going to believe this, for damn near 45 minutes. Yeah,
Stop it. I know.
But listen, I was out with my homie. We was chatting and talking, and the time flew past. And it wasn't until he looked at his watch and said, hey, dog, how long we been out here? You know what I'm saying? And then we realized, man, we've been out this zone 45 minutes, man. And the same six people were in front of us.
Oh, no.
Everybody in that $60 line was walking right in, going in. I mean, they dapping up the little security bouncers and what's up, man, and this and that and the third. And so... finally, Debo say, man, you know what? Hey, you know, I'm going to give him two more minutes, and we gone. I said, man, that's two more longer than I'm trying to give. We can leave now, for real. They don't want our money. Our money, our $50 ain't enough. So we leaving, and Debo called up one of our buddies, and it was funny because our buddy was like, oh, who was at the door? Oh, man. I could have talked to him and got y'all in there, man. Y'all would have got right on in there. I said, you know what?
Man.
Will not get another dollar from me when I'm in that party mode. I'm you know mm-hmm. what? Merlin Bama, DMV Kill is one of y'all now. I'm a Merlin Bama, and I'm proud of it. You know what I mean? Because that was the most ridiculous situation that I have ever encountered going out, you know. Now, there has been a time where, you know, DMV Kill ain't had a proper identification, and Obama charged me a little bit more to get in the spot. I'm cool with that. I ain't got no problem with that. That's more on me. But I got the proper identification. I have that. And I have the money that, and it's not even the money that was quoted to me, it's what you all are charging now in this line. I have that as well. And you going to sit there and tell me my 50 isn't good enough. I need 60. And then the little heifer to turn her back on us, six people that was waiting there. Girl, man, three. Look at here. That's it. Aqua Lounge will not get another dime from me. They not. I can't even think of a DC club that I'm willing to go to because unless it's a cabaret or something like that, and we already bought the ticket, and there's no waiting in line, we can, you know, get searched and gone right in there, then I'm with it. But other than that, I ain't messing around mm-hmm. with DC no more. And then the thing that really, really crushed me, and I ain't think about this until we got home, you know, I really wanted to see a band, man. I really was in the mood to see a band. Tim and Scooby doing that sit-down jazz. The What Band, and I got to be honest with you, the only thing about the What Band that was a turn-off, it was a soft party, man. It wasn't number dudes going in. And the only females we saw going in there was you know, yeah. Yeah, exactly. I am a nightmare walking, psychopath talking. Yeah, yeah. You know, and I was just like, man, you know what? Let's go ahead and go down Aqua Lounge. Essence always bring them. They're going to be partying. It's going to be sweat. It's going to be a sweat fest. You know what I mean? They white boy going to crank it up. Let's go down to see Essence. And to have that debacle happen at the very front door. We didn't even get in the door, dog. We didn't even get in the door. And that's what we had to deal with. I was like, wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. Debo say, man, I ain't even speaking of the Aqua Lounge. So, in other words, when we going out, don't even bring up Aqua Lounge them. And I feel the same way. I feel the exact same way. $50 ain't good enough? Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Y'all contemplate on that. We'll be right back, and we're going to get into this NFL discussion. Like I said, Aaron Rodgers' CD celebration and Sam Newton getting his COVID vaccine and all that good stuff. All that good stuff. We'll be right back.
Yes.
I looked at the time, girl. Why you let me run my damn mouth that long?
Yeah, sometimes you got to get on the check, bro.
Well, I did, and I thank you so much, sis, for letting me let that go. This week six of the NFL, it was a trip. It was a trip, and I'm going right into it. I feel, and now Aaron Rodgers said when he scored the touchdown, there was a young lady in the stands flipping him the double bird. Okay. I got one question to ask you. No one has ever flipped you the double bird. You're supposed to be an athlete. You're a talent. That's just like us paying our money to go see, I don't know, Snoop Dogg. And because Snoop don't like us yelling whatever, screaming obscenity to us, that's not professional. That's not professional. Right. And it's not the way a person of stature should carry on. And that's just the way I feel about it. You know, I think Aaron Rodgers is wrong. I don't think the fans deserve to be talked to like that, you know. The whole I own y'all, you know what, and yeah, all of that. I don't think that was appropriate. What about you, sis?
Well, I didn't like it. That was number one. I didn't like any of it. But if, I mean, his, he's in that, what we in right now, white privilege. So he has that because if it had been Lamar Jackson or, you know, one of the our black Teddy Bridgewater, one of those guys, they wouldn't have a job. Or they'll be suspended or to some degree. Something would have happened. They're not even talking about what happened. We're talking about it. But I have yet to see anyone talking about what happened. Nobody's not even it wasn't even an issue to nobody.
Well,
nobody is talking about it.
Well, I have seen channels talking about it, but they're talking about it as if it was cool. You know, as if, you know, it was nothing wrong with what he's done, what he did, you know. And that's crazy to me. Come on, Lou. What's up, Lou?
Hey, Lou.
Hey. Yeah, I think Rodgers is getting you know, a bit too full of himself, to be honest. He only seems like a nice guy, though. But now he's, you know, he's becoming a little bit too full of himself, too arrogant. And, you know, this is just, you know, another chapter. You know, I think he's going to be done with his den in Green Bay, and I think maybe this might be his last season in the NFL.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh.
I know. A lot of people don't believe me on that, but I think it might be, I think this might be it.
Well,
okay.
What made you,
he's clear,
what made you reject
him? Well, he's clearly showing a lot of disgruntlement. I mean, last year, you know, with the manager at Green Bay, and he wanted out, and you know, I don't think he's really happy playing anymore. I could be wrong, but you know, that's the way I look at it.
Okay.
Well, I mean, that's a good observation. Come on in here, Frank. What do you think about that, Frank?
Chillers Corner family, how y'all doing today? Much love and respect,
hey,
always. I mean, you know, it's in the heat of the moment. That ain't the first time I've seen the fans say something between football, basketball, and the basketball player tell them F you back. I mean, it's just, that's part of the game. I mean, the fans can say something to you, you're going to say something back. As long as there ain't no spitting going on each other, as long as there ain't no swinging going on each other. I'm cool with it.
I can see your point with that. Because
I heard my man Brian Mitchell say plenty of times what somebody said to him when he was on a different opponent field, and he'd tell you just what he said right back to him, and he had a full of words for you. So I don't see nothing wrong with it. You know, it was just they was caught up in the moment. He flipped the bird And he do own them. He didn't lie. And they talked about that the whole week before it even led up to the game, about how him and Chicago Bears been going at it from back then. You know, just like with him and 49ers. There's just always be some extra going on with them teams with Aaron Rodgers. And that's, I mean, you know, that's part of the game to me. I like it, to be honest with you.
Well, you know what I'm saying? To be honest, you brought up a point. Brian Mitchell came into the league doing that. I think it's I think it's such a surprise because that has never been Aaron Rodgers. That's never been his personality. He never did anything.
Maybe he might not have said it like that, but he always been. You know, he always had that, you know, like, I know what I'm doing. I'm out here. And, you know, I do call it a little arrogance, but sometimes I just think he's just real confident, too, because he know what he can do to them defense and to what he can do to his different opponent.
I mean, I can walk with you on that. I can walk with you on that.
And
it is the heat of the moment. And during that heat of the moment, somebody come at you, you're going to come right back at them. And
exactly. especially
and you're going to come
at the end of that time. That was for the winning touchdown too, right?
Yeah.
Oh man,
yeah.
Emotions was high. I really believe when he said he blacked out because he was so excited. You know, you get that tunnel vision where you don't see nothing but dead, and you just say what you got to say, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel you, man, but I still would like to. I don't know. It's just me, man. You know. Luke said that this is Robbie. This is who he's always been. Same secondary. So you know, I'm gonna be honest, because he's not wearing burgundy and gold. I never really closely observed him.
Yeah.
But you know, my team just disappointed me so bad this weekend.
I've seen a lot of it because he used to burn us up, man. You know, I saw a lot of it, big bro, because he used to burn us up. You know what I'm saying? I saw not arrogance, but I saw the confidence. I saw the confidence that he just knew that he was going to beat us every time. I'm telling you.
Right.
But I can't say that because he beat us all the time like that. He beat us every now and then.
Yeah, you're right. That's why it's always, you know, he don't give as much as he gives to y'all like he would to Dallas or the Chicago Bears. But when he played Dallas, he made sure he burnt us up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. Do you think this could be Aaron Rodgers' last season? And he's going out with a bang or a hoorah or what?
I think it is because just what was going on all at the beginning of the season. But if they win that, if something happened, I don't know. It depends on how he feel at the end of the year. I really don't know because the way he playing, he currently real professional. And if he is still hostile about anything, he hiding it real well right now. So I really can't tell. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Let's roll on down 2300 Huckleberry Street. What's up, Mr. Seven? I'm your Huckleberry. What's up, man? Did you catch that move, Aaron Rodgers versus Chicago? How did you feel about that?
Aaron Rodgers is an arrogant cuss, man.
Okay.
Hey, I couldn't even get it out of my mouth. That was how you really feel. Go ahead.
Hey, I mean, that wasn't necessary what he did yesterday, man.
Even though the lady was tripping the bird, it wasn't no fan of his.
Well, yeah. Still, he's just arrogant as hell, man. I don't care if he comes back or not. I don't get no satisfaction out of watching Aaron Rodgers play ball, you know, so... To me, he's like LeBron James. If he comes back, he comes back. If he doesn't, I haven't lost a thing.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay. Well, hey, I can understand that. I can understand that.
Mm-hmm. He is a good quarterback, though.
Let's go to somebody who's directly close with this. What's up, Ted?
What's up, Ted?
Good evening, everyone. How y'all doing?
What's up? All right, Ted. How you doing today?
All right, brother. Blessed. What's happening? What's the topic? I'm sorry, I'm late, Kel.
We talking about how Aaron Rodgers
mm-hmm.
responded to your fan when the woman flipped him the bird, the thing of bird. He started screaming,
I hope it made them mad for when we meet them again, the defense, you know. But, hey, he has been on them, and I sure wanted to change picks when I did pick them, but I went with my heart instead of my brain. But so far he has been owning us, man. So far he has been owning us. So she gave him the double bird. He gave her the double discount check. So, hey, you know, if you want to get back at him, play a better game. Don't let him score that. So, you know, that's it.
So you was cool to how he responded.
He responded appropriately. Yeah. I mean, if she would have gave me the double bird, I'd have said the same thing.
I know that's right. Okay.
You know?
How did you feel about the person
what he did to Sean? Well, what's his name's brother?
Yeah.
What he did to Sean's? What he did to Sean Taylor's number, dance on whatever he did. How do you feel about that? I don't know if you brought that up or asked about that. If it was coming up later,
family,
I'm sorry, but
you good, right. You good. I've been trying to avoid that subject, but I'm gonna speak my heart and my mind if y'all let me.
Right.
That family is an ignorant ass family.
We can't stop
you. That family is an ignorant ass family. They are an ignorant ass group of people. The little jerk that killed Sean Taylor had relations and knowledge of Sean's sister. And they thought that Sean was going to be here. They didn't know that Joe Gibbs had allowed Sean Taylor to go home and rehab. So they thought that they were going to be breaking into a house with Sean Taylor's wife and daughter in there. Okay? And that family, besides Pedro Taylor, Sean Taylor's father, and the mom, you know, they really don't show a lot of her. He's really not seen much. But that family is a group of assholes, man. They're assholes.
I'm going to get another one to collect one later.
So,
Mr. Fontaine.
They are a bunch of assholes. So he did exactly what I expected him to do. He did exactly what is expected of a jerk. He did exactly what is a someone who's jealous, because he might play football, but there's only one Sean Taylor. There'll only be one Sean Taylor, especially to Washington fans. Especially to Washington fans. But, I mean, he said, you know, start something. Because
we don't move on.
Well, let me say this.
Go ahead.
Shouldn't even have retired his number this weekend.
No. Nope.
They shouldn't. They should not have retired his number this weekend. It was rushed. It was put together tacky. And it could have been done a whole lot better. Our general manager, I forgot the dude's name, the black guy that we hired, I forgot his name. That was a classless move out of him. And I didn't expect that type of move from him. Seriously. Sean Taylor, first of all, should have been retired a long time ago. His number should have been retired a long time ago. I'm talking at least within the second year of us knowing that this young man was gone.
Right.
At least back then. All these years later, his daughter is 15, who was 4 years
old. Right, she was a baby when that happened.
She was 4 years old.
Do you have a phone number for him, Lou?
So,
Lou, mute your phone, Lou.
You're telling me 11 years later is when you decide to pay homage to this young man?
Right.
That was crazy. That was crazy. And y'all know I love my team. But that was one more thing in the long list of tacky behavior that the Washington football, and that is not, was the tackiest that I've seen in a while. That was tacky. That was truly, truly tacky. And I don't care what anybody say or how anybody else feels, that was tacky. It seriously was. All right,
yeah.
Now we're gonna take a quick. We're gonna take a quick break, and when we come back, we're gonna jump into this Cam Newton and his COVID vaccination finally, and his preparation to return to the NFL.
I remember when I lost my.
Hell yeah, that made me crazy.
Okay.
Cam Newton finally breaks down and receives his COVID vaccination in preparation to return to the NFL as the quarterback of the Seattle Seahawks. Where you at with that, please?
I mean, they need a quarterback. Russell Wilson is, his hand is messed up. But Geno is not doing a bad job. But if I had to pick between the two of them, Geno and Cam, I would definitely pick Cam. I don't know how long they're going to, you know, sign him. But,
Geno
I mean,
Smith.
He keeps, Geno Smith what?
Geno, he's up. You don't want to say it. Geno Smith sucks. I'm sorry. The only time Geno Smith has played good was that first game that Russell Wilson went out with the injury.
Mm-hmm.
Geno Smith came in and did his thing. Now, if I'm not mistaken, the Seahawks still lost the game. But, yeah, they did lose the game because Geno Smith made a only Geno type of move and fumbled the ball. Geno Smith, said, I'm sorry. There's no way around it. That boy sucks, you know. And I understand, Trees, I understand your interest. That's your division. You want Seattle to have a quarterback. You know, that's cool. That's cool. That's where you stand, but Geno Smith is the worst. Come on, 57.
In the words of Gnarls Barkley, I think you're crazy. I'd go with Geno Smith over Cam right now. Geno knows the offense. And them games they lost, it wasn't changing on Geno Smith. You know, their offensive line is not that good right now. And they still got more injuries. I wouldn't bring Cam in there, who really, from what the last year I saw in New England, he really didn't have it anyway. To me, it's like flipping a coin. You go with Cam or you go with Geno. Geno knows the offense. He's been there. And, like, you know, I agree with Tracy. I don't think he looked that bad.
Come on, Frank. Talk some sense here, man.
Oh, can
give in, bro.
Great. Y'all know it, man. Come on, man. Geno Smith is Geno Smith. That's exactly who he is. I'm not even going to sit in here and debate about that one. I'm going with Cam all the way.
Well, you do pick Dallas, so what, you know, what the hell?
Uh-oh.
I mean,
I picked Pittsburgh, too.
Hey, well, you know what? You know, I can't say nothing about good taste.
Flip that coin. Flip that coin.
Okay.
But, yeah, come on, y'all. Nobody can sit here and say, honestly, Geno Smith is a better choice than Cam Newton. Cam Newton is the man that they need to go with. And hell, I ain't even going to lie to y'all. At first, I was like, no, I don't want him in Washington. But now that Heineke is starting to wet the bed and look like trash, I would take Cam Newton to have a reunion with him and Ron Rivera.
Oh, man.
That's not going to happen because something happened in North Carolina. That's why they ain't going to get Cam. That's why Washington ain't get Cam.
I know. I know it's deeper.
Plus, y'all can't deal with nothing else right now, man. Y'all can't deal with no personality of Cavs right now. Y'all don't need that on your team right now.
Speaking of,
for real, that's too much.
I saw our old personality on y'all bench this weekend.
That's all right.
We hit pretty little cornrows.
Hey, look, that lets me know you paying attention, bro. Lets me know you paying attention.
It's football.
Hey, look. As soon as y'all start having a wholesale, we'll be there to get your running back.
Yeah. Which one?
Y'all. Hey, we'll take Patterson or Gibson. Either one.
Nah, he good. That's funny how you know everybody's name, though.
Oh, yeah, I watch y'all. I ain't gonna lie. I watch y'all.
I guess. Okay. Well, good to know. Tell the truth, I ain't
hey, like you say, we all football purists. So if a game is on, it could be Cordoza and Springer playing. If it's on TV, we watch.
Boy, I remember those battles back in the day, man. Goodness gracious.
Yes, sir.
Man, gone. Them was some battles back in the day, man. You had to bring that up, huh?
Hey, man, old school. I watched the football on Sunday, and I only saw really, and I hate to say it, man, but I only saw really two teams out there that looked like they could dominate any week. And even though one of them was Arizona looked good. Even when they had the tough one out, they looked good. And say what you want to about Dallas, Kale. They look good right now.
They do.
Right now. I said they look good right now. But when at one particular, tell me a time where we didn't never say or we couldn't say Dallas looked good right before their fail. They always look good.
That is
early
true.
In the season.
That is true.
They always look good early in the season, and then when that second half of the season roll around, when it's more about running than passing, they fold, man. They fold. You get offensive linemen start to get hurt. You get your running backs are not producing because they're not accustomed to the way the offensive line is playing. And I'm not saying that Dallas is a sorry team. I'm just saying there are two halves to a football season. I turned damn Undisputed off yesterday. They ruined my Monday off because all they want to talk about is some dumb, stupid crap. And then they went from Undisputed to First Take. Y'all go get your Super Bowl. And that damn Amos and Andy of reporting that they got with Stephen A. Smith, the receiver, Michael Irvin. If that ain't someone ignorant, if that man, Marley kept trying to tell them, okay, we got to move on, we got to move on. And they were just over-talking her and ignoring her. And I was like, First Take done got real upset. Do what?
Hey, it's like we said last week. They put somebody on there that's a little limited to be with Stephen A. Michael Irvin can't hold no conversation with Stephen A. Smith.
It was like she wasn't saying anything important.
Yeah,
she was moderating the show. She was
over talking her because she was trying to break it up, and they knew that that's what she was trying to do, so they was over talking her.
That's ignorant. I'm sorry. That's ignorant. You have to follow
they
the format.
They do what
though.
That, you just noticed it. You just noticing it
that
time.
They do it all the time.
But they do that to her all the time.
Well, they're ignorant.
Hey, tell
all
a tree.
The time.
They just started bringing her frame into the whole picture. They used to they bring them up, and then when they start talking, they take her out all together, and you wouldn't even know she was on
the
show.
Not even in. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Demo,
like
that's
Detroit, that's cool. You know, you notice you said Detroit, that was your Monday off, man. You know, some people have to go to work like us, man, so we don't get to see that all the time.
Exactly.
Hey, man, you should have saved your money.
I know that's right. Debo's terrible, man.
Debo said Geno Smith is some garbage. I would rather put the third string kid in to see what he got. Because if we're going with Geno, we already gave up on the season. Right? Now, he's a Seattle fan. He's a Seattle fan. So I think besides Tree, because they're in the same division, I would take his word. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
On this situation. I would take what he has to
Can
say.
Can I say something?
Go ahead.
Don't you always?
Right.
Yeah, well, you know, I have to ask now. You know, I have to be polite.
No, you don't
now.
Have
okay.
to ask. Stephen you don't
A.
have to ask.
I can't get Stephen A. Smith, y'all.
If the spot is open, then go talk. Just if the spot open, just talk. You don't got to ask.
Okay, thank you. Okay, look.
You
this is what I'm truly
doing. Nah, hell no. Nah. Nope, hell no. I like him ass.
See?
I like him ass.
You know what I'm saying, Tree?
We gotta be
I'm
prepared.
Telling you, man.
We got to be prepared for 57.
Okay, yeah.
This is,
yeah, we will
this
one
is
in
my
there.
Opinion. I really don't think, well, honestly, I really don't think there is a Debo. I think Kale just wants to go against San Francisco. So he created this Debo that we never hear from. We always get texts and everything, you know, that he's with Seattle, so they can go against y'all.
Debo,
you ever met
Debo, you on the air, Debo. You're on the air, Debo.
So if there's no Debo, how is there a 57?
hey, bruh, that's as far as I had thought it out. Don't make me think no further, please.
I mean, I'm saying, I'm his alter ego.
Yeah, I'm just saying, man, we never really, you know, I'm just saying we never hear from you. It kind of made me, I just, in my solitude by myself, I said,
maybe there ain't no damn Debo.
Okay. we say in your solitude.
I got you, Debo.
Yes, sir.
That's too many Marlboro for you, my brother. Mm-hmm. Put the Marlboro
in there.
Hey, boy.
No,
hey,
57.
Hey,
57,
man.
Man.
I wish. Hey, man, I can only hope for that type of time on my hands, man.
I know.
Yeah.
well, you know.
I'm praying for that kind of time, home. But no,
hey, I gave my prayers a long time ago.
But not really.
That man ain't sick, Debo. He wanted you to come on today so he can talk trash to you about the Seahawks.
Come on, get this. Hey, listen, 57, I'm gonna tell you straight up, 57. I want you to go ahead and get that in, man, because I'm telling you, if we would have beat you with Geno Smith, I swear I'd have talked to you till you don't want to come on no more. So
how do you explain to us how it's starting to have 4 years?
Yeah.
Huh?
We're also glad that we deal with it again.
He hasn't had a starting job in 4 years. I mean, what to expect from him? You know, to me, I think he's a washout.
Oh.
Yes.
I think he's a washout.
Geno?
Yeah, I think he's a washout.
It's not a situation of, come on, y'all got it. You say y'all are realists. Y'all are purists. I understand this. Listen, everybody, they said Geno wasn't that bad. Listen, Geno had no movement in the pocket. He's 6'3", 6'4". He got his pass smacked down 3 or 4 different times. He was throwing the ball in the dirt. He was overthrowing people. I was talking about like routine passes. I mean, come on, man. And then at the end, pulled that little move. He pulled the ball down because he probably was scared, you know. But that's the time you're supposed to let it go. When you just don't have it no more, you just don't have it no more. You know what I mean? So I would actually rather see the third string guy. I would like to see the third string kid, man, because it's like, well, look, if the season is already washed, you know what I'm saying, then, hey, man, ain't no need to put Geno out there, because if you're going to keep him out there, you clearly feel like, man, the season is over.
Wow.
Yeah.
So
you wouldn't give anything to our defense? Because our defense played hard. I mean, J.J. Watt was on his butt all the time. You wouldn't give anything to our defense?
I'm not taking anything away from your defense. Your defense is what it is. But, come on, man. He's 6'4". Russell Wilson is 5'11", and I guarantee you he wouldn't have smacked his ball down 4 times.
5'11"?
Huh? Hmm.
How
old is it? 5'11".
Yeah.
Yeah, Russell Wilson, 5'11". Geno Smith is 6'4".
Wow, short.
Exactly.
And I guarantee you that y'all wouldn't have smacked this ball down 4 times in the game.
I thought I was short.
Now let's think about this. DK Metcalf is 6'3", 6'4". Why is he throwing the ball to his feet?
Yeah.
His arm strength, he has no arm strength.
He got something there.
My whole thing is watching him. See, what's getting me about the Cam thing. Come on, y'all, let's really think about this. You mean to tell me that Cam Newton is washed up and Geno Smith and guys like that are still, come on, man. And guys like that are still employed, man, really?
Right.
Cam is not that bad now.
No.
Cam would have done any better in either one of those losses than Geno Smith did. I think
I would rather shake the dice and see Cam than shake the dice and sit there and watch Geno. Cause I do know that Cam is going to move. Cam ain't going to stand there. He's not going to stand there like a statue and just keep getting. You know, he's going to move. He's going to run. He's going to make the move. And they're not batting
Cam's passes down.
They're not doing that.
Well, Cam 6'5". They shouldn't be batting his passes down.
Where's Dino with 6'4"? They should be bad heads.
They're the same height.
I think Dino's situation.
You watch the game.
Yes, sir.
You watch the game.
Yes, sir.
Pittsburgh.
Yes, sir.
Listen,
yes.
Y'all gave us three different opportunities to win that game. Do you agree with that?
Sure did. If not for a field goal, y'all would have won that game. I mean, do you agree?
You said if not for a field goal?
I think, honestly,
let's go back to when Ben, you know, they did the fumble thing, the tuck fumble thing in y'all territory, right? Geno produced nothing. He produced nothing out of that. That would have put us up. It was already a defensive thing going back and forth with y'all and us. And that was surprising to me because my defense is at the bottom. So when we actually made that stop on y'all, I was like, we got a chance. But then I said, but then again, Geno is the quarterback. And sure enough, man, I crack jokes at Ben all year. But he actually gave us y'all actually gave us a few chances to win that game. And won it.
I was screaming at the TV.
The defense won that.
Yeah.
Yeah, the defense.
I was screaming at Ben on the TV. I'm like, he's trying to get his game back to him.
Normally I would scream too, but I know who my quarterback was. I expected him to be him to be just what he was. And you know why he's still there? Because Russell makes so much money that, man, look, man, we can't afford another quarterback. That's why he's there.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, how y'all going to get Cam Newton there?
Man, Cam Newton won $1 million.
Yeah, you can give him some short money. He'll take it.
Cam Newton won $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
You get Cam.
Look, his daddy
won that pocket change. Cam won that pocket change. That change, you got the emergency money laying around.
We got to move on. Don't tell Molly me, God dang it.
Right.
We got to move on. When we come back, I need Miss C to let us know who won this thing, man. She called me today and hit me with a teaser, but didn't tell me who actually won. So I'm in the dark just like y'all. When we come back, Lady C going to reveal this pick.
And congratulations on the win, 57.
Go. I ain't never ran from a nah, I ain't never. If I did, cut my legs out right now. I ain't never been with the talk, snitch talk, always talking about his fault. Oh, yeah, I'ma stand up, got my bands up. You don't wanna see me pissed off. Real talk, never tell a lie to a dog. Nope. When it come to them, you gotta play it out. And I never ever let get to me. Why not? Ain't worth my energy. What you had to do? Cut them off, make them feel it. I ain't dealing with nothing if it don't make sense to me. Never ever ever. I never ever ever go against my kind for some niggas on the other side. Never ever ever. I never ever ever put a for the money. Gotta get it when it come to mind. Lately I feel like it's me versus me. Don't see competition, why would you compete? Huh? Don't even gotta be woke, still gonna be up. How? I make a bag in my sleep. Okay. Can't get the hood out of me. You know where I be. Work. Still posted up like I leave. Now. Trust me, them choppers gon' bang. Cavity teeth. You been out there. Sweet. Yeah, man, put a stack in her rack. Go. I'm Dr. Seuss, give me cat in the hat. Whoa. Booty poke out of her stomach on snatch. Way too pretty to be from the back.
That guy was like, yeah. I'm Dr. Seuss, give me cat in the hat. Come on, three. It's for you.
Let's go with these picks. Okay.
Yeah.
So, let's get right down to the nitty gritty. Coming in last place. I'm so sorry to do this to you, but you picked your picks. Debo coming in with 7 picks.
Oh, wow.
Bringing up after Debo, we have 8 picks. And we have 3 lucky contenders at 8. And that will be Kale, Reese, and Marcus. Coming in with 9 picks, we have... Oh, Lord. We have at nine picks, we have 57, Ted, and Lou. Coming in with 10 picks, myself, Tang, and Meemaw. So I had to excuse myself from the running because my score was way too low. So I excluded myself from the three. That leaves Tang and Meemaw. Coincidentally, their scores are the same, like the total same exact. So what I did was I went with the winning score, whoever got closest to the winning score per my co-host. That's what I called you for, Kel, this morning.
Right.
So that left, oh, God, Tang as the winner.
What? No, come on now.
Freaking Christ.
What kind of math is this? What kind of math kill you?
Hey, everyone, want to score up there?
Hey, Mo, I'm telling you, man. I'm studying.
Man, nobody want to hear nothing from you, man.
Congratulations,
Tang,
with 10 picks and the closest score to the winning score. Meemaw would have won, but Tang outscored her by 6 points.
You guys want to score?
Hey, Meemaw.
What score are you talking about, Lou?
Of the Dodgers and the Braves.
Yeah, what score? What is it?
Dodgers 2, Braves nothing right now.
Oh, man.
Dang.
Dodgers about. Oh, wow.
Can they hold the lead, though? That's the thing.
No,
that's
they cannot.
That's the thing right there.
I was afraid you'd say that. Run around
no,
second.
The Braves jump dead on there.
Remember,
you know
Dodgers
what?
Are home.
Yeah, they are.
And also remember, the Braves are leading this series, soon enough. So
I know, but
if they have
I thought it was 1-1. It's 1-1, bro.
No, no, it's 2. It's 2.
No,
it's 2-0.
That's the 8. That's no.
No, you think about the Red Sox and you think about
Red,
the Red
Sox yeah,
and
Astros.
Astros. But they 2-1.
Okay.
2-1.
Red Sox. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and the Dodgers and the Braves are 2-0. With the Dodgers leading that series.
Think of it. They got the bullet bit twice.
Say what?
They got the bullet bit by them twice, back to back, in the ninth inning, in the first game and the second game. I'm like, that is just unreal. In both the bottom of the ninth, I'm like, how could this happen twice?
Right.
Wow.
Right. Well, hell.
I mean, You have
so
a team that won 106 games this year, best in the National League, and you get beaten twice by the Braves, who came from a division that was like subpar at best, well for the most part, and they beat them, they trapped them.
They got to sweep the Dodgers.
Oh, come on.
They about to sweep, and all they're doing is win this one game right here, and they're gonna beat because the Braves are up 2-0 to the Dodgers. I don't know what y'all talking about.
That's what
but the Dodgers are 2-0 right
I
now. I can see them pulling this out. I don't see a sweeping the series at all.
Yeah, this is the third game. This is gonna be over, right? Braves gonna come back whoop them on this game. But congratulations to Tang. Congratulations to Tang on his picks. We want to say congratulations to you. We cut it short talking about the Dodgers just now. But I just wanted to go back and tell him congratulations. No, you're good. Congratulations, and you won't do it again. Hope you don't do it again.
Come on,
Tim.
What do you have to say,
Tim? Yeah. Hey, I wanted to ask Lady T a question. I wanted to ask you, Lady T, if I had change my picks from the Bears to the Packers and also from the Seahawks to the Pittsburgh, how would I have done?
Bears and the Seahawks. You would have gotten – you would have won.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Congratulations, Tang. Yeah, I sure did wanted to do that. Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
I was going with Debo. I had forgot Russ wasn't quarterbacking. You know, so
Right.
I showed it and didn't ask that question. So, but yeah, definitely congratulations again, Tang, for sure.
Okay.
No doubt. Good job on that, man. Hey, you know, and let me be the first to say, man, I appreciate for real everybody's attitude and sticking with this and we keeping it going. I haven't won a week yet myself, so hey, what the hell? You know what I mean? Hey, we gotta study.
You can't
be
Washington football team. You got to go against them sometime, Kill, especially when you know they ain't going to win.
Hey, please shut the hell up. I'm picking my team every time.
Yeah. Hey, this one I sure should have picked against them. I was, like I said, I was going with my heart instead of my brain. Yeah.
Me too. I got to against my team too, cause we looking like some boo boo right now too. I'm picking my team too, so.
You know what I mean?
I'm picking every week. All 17. I'm picking every week.
563-999-3782. We'll take a quick pause for the calls, and when we come back, we're gonna go ahead and give the Chicago Sky their congratulations formally. All right.
Thank you.
You know, you made me feel so good inside. I've always wanted a girl just like you. Such a pretty young thing.
Where did you come from, baby?
I want to love you, PYT.
Yeah. Michael sound like he tied.
Moonwalking.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. Michael.
Y'all play too much.
It's like a stab in the back. Ah. Just kidding.
Chicago style. Won their first WNBA championship.
Yes.
I give props to those young ladies. They and what's their name? Their leading player.
Candace Parker.
And if I'm not mistaken, that's her second championship, right?
Yes.
Sparks, yes.
Yes. She won one with the LA Sparks and now
I have a favorite player, too, though.
Okay. Who do you got?
Oh, you're not going to take a guess?
No.
Who, Brittany Grant? On another team,
No.
On the same team?
My favorite player overall.
Oh.
Carol Swoop.
Carol Swoop.
Nope.
You say no?
Bird?
No.
Tamika Coleslaw.
Oh, but just tell him. This is me.
Diana Taurasi.
Oh, yeah. She's about to retire, too.
What was the question?
What a shame. It wasn't really a question. I was just stating about my favorite player because I'm sure that, you know, whoever follows the WWE has to have a favorite player, and I have mine.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Okay. I like Cynthia Cooper also.
Not bad choice.
Yes, you got it.
I like Brittany Griner.
And I actually met since Cynthia Cooper played against her.
Oh, wow.
You know what?
Well, she came to the park. She came up to the park.
Brittany,
I don't mean no harm.
You can pick up ball.
Brittany Griner put me in study hall. I got to study her.
Oh,
when
right.
I look at her, when I look
I don't mean
her,
no
I'm
harm, man.
I'm trying to find female characteristics when I look at Brittany Griner. I'm trying to
she
see.
She looks like she's in the wrong league. Like she's in the wrong league.
But she's
exactly.
not. I remember her when she was in college. I mean, she wasn't that big as she is
okay.
now. It's just that she's getting older and her looks are changing. But she's the same person.
So is mine.
She's the same girl.
She looked like Artis Gilmore out there.
Yeah.
But are we going to talk about are we going to talk about DeAndre Ayton not getting a max contract?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go ahead, please. Take it. You saw it. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. So DeAndre Ayton, they was in you know, in talks with him trying to get a contract deal made with him. So, but I don't think that it's going to come to fruition because he wants a max deal like somewhere in between what what's his name, Trae Young and I forget the other guy. He wanted to be like somewhere in the middle. Like he's trying to get like a 5-year deal or a 4-year deal or somewhere in that, and they don't want to give that to him. When I think they should pay him. What
right.
y'all think?
Well, to be honest, I'm the only basketball news for real that I've been following Ben Simmons and being.
Oh, yeah.
We can talk about that too. We should talk about that too.
I mean, it just seemed like every move Doc Rivers is making is the wrong move. You know, Ben Simmons, listen, let me tell you what I would have done as a head coach. If I tell one of my players that he has to do a defensive drill and he shows me that he doesn't want to, guess what? I get just as young as you. Okay, well, you do Winston. Okay, well, do suicide. You know what I mean? Okay, well, up and down the bleachers. Let's get it. You know what I mean? If you want to get juvenile, I'm going to get juvenile with you. Implement something that's going to help our team, and you're telling me, no, you don't want to do it? Okay, well, then this is what you do. And just as simple as that. He already has too much negative media attention on him. And it's doing nothing but making the situation worse. So I'm going to punish you, but I'm not sending you home. No. I'm not excusing you from practice. No, I'm not doing that. Nah, dog. You won't get your high parts out here and work. Until you realize that I am the head coach, you are a player, I make the calls, you follow instructions. And that's all it is to it. Now, you know, everybody was saying at one time, you know, it's good that the players have an opportunity now to speak for themselves and they should be able to say where they want to go and who they want to play for. I foresaw this situation coming. I saw it coming where a player was going to not be happy with an organization and all hell would break loose. Well, all hell is breaking loose. And until Philadelphia gets off of that log, and go ahead and trade this young man. Get him away from your organization. They're going to keep having problems like this all season long. And he's looking
Karen,
at these obvious.
But what do they expect? Like, you threw the man under the bus. Y'all say everything happened happened because of him. Then you get Embiid come on in and he dogging me, throwing me under the bus, and now my head all busted open because I'm underneath this bus trying to hold it up by myself. And ain't nobody else taking no responsibility at all. So, okay, instead of me getting fined, I'm going to go ahead and go to work. I'm going to work like everybody keeps saying. So I'm going to go to work. That don't mean y'all going to like me at work, but I'm coming. You know what I'm saying? So why y'all know the man don't want to be there? Why y'all pressing it out and then you throwing him out of practice because what? He ain't doing what you need him to do. He wasn't doing that anyway. So what are we really talking about?
Yeah.
And quiet as is kept, Allen Iverson reached out to that man and told that man that if he didn't get back out there on the court, that they were going to downgrade him and belittle him and cause him to lose all his money. Allen Iverson asked him to go back out there. Yep.
Kwame Brown told him that, too. A lot of people told him that. That's why he went to it. You know what I'm saying? Trying to do the right
exactly
thing.
Why.
And then when he gets there, all they're going to do is try to pinpoint everything that he's doing wrong. They're not going to say anything that he's doing right at the moment. You know what I'm saying? Like, he can be doing everything right. But you do one wrong thing, and they're going to blow it out of proportion. Like my mom used to say, they're going to make a mountain out of a molehill.
Yep.
Hey,
but you know
he wasn't the only one that lost that. He wasn't the only one that lost that game anyway, man.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying, Doc Rivers?
Let's look at the issue from the very beginning. From the very beginning, we're talking about a player who was never injured. He was dependable for you.
Mm-hmm.
And when Embiid went out, it was the Ben Simmons show.
Yes, sir.
Embiid come back, and y'all want this man to take a back seat? Really?
Yep.
Right.
I kept y'all afloat the whole time that this man was gone. Come on, man.
Yep.
So the 76ers are the ones that show no loyalty first.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. But then they want him to be so professional. Like, he's not being professional. Like, he's not doing different. But so what? Y'all already showed me that y'all can kick my drawers in my butt anytime you want. What y'all
anytime
expect me to do? Yeah.
Anytime
I
want to
be a grown man.
Want.
No, you're not. You're not going to be a grown man. I'm going to kick you in your ass. I mean, your butt.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, no, you don't get to do both.
Come on, Ted. You on?
Yeah. I agree. You know, what Tang said, as you say, what we said last week about they putting all the blame on Ben and not taking the ownership of themselves as far as Doc and as far as MB, you know, and as far as the organization, period. So they won't even let Iverson have any part of the organization. You know,
right.
So they filed already. So and as far as the touch on that, as far as the touch on the Phoenix kid, it just shows that they don't really believe in him. You know, but I kind of see the way he played, but he didn't really have no help. You know, you didn't give him no big man. You got Fred Kaminsky out there. He needed some help to go against that big bodies Milwaukee was throwing at him. So, but he played a good season. He had good numbers. He had played a good playoff as what he did. He came off an injury, so you got to look at that also.
He wasn't the one that lost in them games. Like, Chris Paul, dangle turnovers. He turned over back and forth, all them turnovers. You know what I'm saying? Like, he wasn't doing all that.
Exactly. Yep. And if you want to motivate that kid, give him that money, you know. So I think they should give him that money because they're giving all these other players that money. Jalen Green Jr., he just signed a big rookie extension. So get his kid the money. He's a center. He can do things. He need to improve, but, man, well, who else do y'all got out there? So
right.
They're gonna lose if they don't play this man. But also, I don't know how well he's gonna play. I don't know how motivated he's gonna be to play. You know, so
if they don't give him that money, And he go out there for free agency, and somebody else pick him up, he going to be playing like a dog because he going to feel like he got something to prove, and everybody doubted him. You know what I'm saying? And he going to come out there, he going to put that work in because this is going to be, what, his fourth year? He going to come out there ball and watch if they don't give him this money.
Hey, let me be first to say this. Let me be first to say this real quick. He might go to Miami. Watch Pat Riley might do some moves and stuff. Watch and see, he might end up in Miami before long.
Who is that? Ben Simmons?
Ben Simmons. Anton. DeAndre Ayton.
Watch.
Right.
If Phoenix don't give him that money, like you say, he's gonna be gone, and watch Miami might be the one he go to.
Well, I for one congratulate my Wizards team on extending Gafford's contract because that man definitely played for it and got everything that earned everything that that he received. It was a 5-year, $40 million extension. And that young man played for all of that. So it's good to see a team actually stand up and hold themselves accountable to the players, you know, with all this nonsense going on with Ben Simmons, you know, send him home, make him stay. He won't run this drill, okay, but we're just going to send him home. With all that nonsense going on, it's good to see somebody in the NBA still, you know, a theme about business, you know? Congratulations to the Wizards and Gaff. He was balling for us last year. He was balling for us. That boy was getting rebounds, blocking shots, and not to mention Bradley Beal.
He's going to have more help this time. Thomas Bryant be back. Alvin J is going to be back. A whole lot of people be back. So y'all going to have a whole different team. And y'all y'all season opener is tomorrow, baby.
And you know what? I'm telling y'all, Cassius Winston is going to get his run this year. The Wizards play tomorrow.
Only two games tonight. Okay, the Wizards. Who the Wizards play tomorrow?
I forgot.
But is there two games tonight or just one game tonight?
Two games tonight. The Lakers.
I know the Lakers and Golden State play, but who played the first game?
The Wizards and the Raptors play, and
tonight.
Let me see. Hold on, I'll tell you 1 second.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Tonight's game is Nets Bucks at 7:30, and Warriors Lakers.
The rematch.
That's all cool, fine and dandy, but y'all know me. Honestly, I'll get into basketball once football season is over. Right now, it's not until after the All-Star break will basketball really get interesting to me. Now, 57, we will discuss basketball whenever something happens that is discussion worthy, but my main focus is football, is right now.
Whether I don't really get into basketball until like January.
You know what I mean?
Understood.
But how y'all feel about Baker Mayfield and that shoulder? Baker Mayfield with a shoulder injury. Because he might not play.
Man, I think Stephen A. Smith put a jinx on that man. Seriously.
Yeah.
I think Stephen A. Smith.
It did look good, though, sis. The way he fell on it, it looked good.
It looked like he broke it, but it just popped out of place.
All. It didn't look good.
It looked like he was trying to stop his fall or something. He just felt awkward. He was trying to stop his fall, and the arm went a crazy way.
Yeah.
It went away from his body.
And it's like you could almost see, and it was like you could almost wear the shoulder
injured
out of socket, you know?
Yeah.
Yep.
So
it almost looked as bad as Russell Wilson's finger.
That thing was crooked.
Ugly injury is injury,
and you know an ugly injury is an ugly injury.
You ain't lying.
I'm gonna tell you, man. Some of the injuries, like they go. I had two knee replacements, and there's nowhere in the world I would try to play football again. In the pain I went through with both of them, and them guys go out there have knee reconstructed knee surgery. And go back out there and get banged up again. I'm like, I could do it. I don't want to do it.
If I got banged up the first time and I got $50 million sitting in the bank, I'm going to retire. I'm good. But if I got $150,000 in the bank, I might try to my best to come on back and do it one more time, bro. I ain't lying.
Yeah, man. Yeah, well, maybe so. I think I'd have to try to turn $150,000 into something. Man, if all I got is a loan in the refrigerator for next week, now that's a different story. I might have to get back out there.
Exactly.
You got to figure they got the top doctors, the top technology. They can build them. They can rebuild them. You see what they did to Alex Smith and that?
Yep.
They can rebuild them, you know? And that's them guys' livelihood. So, you know, that's what feeds them guys. So, like I said, they don't want to get it up until they can't go no more. That's that warrior in them. So, I understand what you guys are saying, but like I said, they got the technology to make them heal. Like Alex Smith, like I said, really, that's a prime example, man. Joe Theismann couldn't come back. They didn't have the technology then.
Right.
Yeah, he was old also, too.
It was time for him to go ahead and stop anyway.
That was nasty.
Yeah. But how about, so moving right along, how do y'all feel about Dak Prescott with his calf sprain? Because they got him in a walking
boot
like that.
He'll be fine.
He'll be
all right. Good week in between.
We ain't talking to you, Tyler.
I'm on this corner.
We ain't talking to you.
They're going to set him back in the shotgun a couple of more times, and we're going to pound that ball a little bit more often and, you know, run double tight end and, you know, get the ball out quick so he don't have to do too much. Mm-hmm. Because, if we have to get on that line, we're going to be all right.
You know what? Cowboys fans don't want to talk about nothing but the Cowboys going to the Super Bowl. They want to talk about what hotel they stay.
I ain't going to say that right now, Cam. I've been hearing him talk that crazy. Hey, look. Hey, look, you know what Michael Irvin charged up on, man? You know, that stuff make you say some delusional stuff sometimes. He'd be wired all the way up. You know what I'm saying? So we got to exclude my man, Michael Irvin. That's my man. He Dallas Cowboy Nation all the way live, but he just talking a little crazy. You got to wait till at least about the 10th week, man. Not right now. Like you said, it ain't even half of the season yet.
It's a third.
Hey, man,
yeah,
it ain't half of the season.
Only a third, though. But we still got double-digit games left to play. So
Exactly. We got double digits. Exactly. A lot of football left.
And just like the Titans and the Bills last night, nobody picked the Titans. Not one of us picked the Titans to win that game.
I picked the Titans.
No, you did not.
I didn't think I got to split. I thought I picked them last week.
I got you, bro. If you would have picked the Titans, I would have wrote Titans. Hey, Ted, I'm telling you, write your stuff down too, man.
I write mine. You better, because I write what I hear.
And you said Bills. I'm going, and I went to you first.
Thanks. You remember all that?
Yeah, I did. Tell me how I said it, because you was marking how I said it. Like when I said Dallas, he said Dallas. And so how did I say it? Buffalo, or did I say the, or did I say the Bills?
You said Buffalo. Okay. I'm gonna do you.
I'm gonna let you have that one.
Okay.
I had the money anyway.
I got it, bro.
Yeah, we're going to take a quick one, 563-999-3782, and when we come back, we're going to do a little free-for-all, man. I want y'all to tell me, in watching your team this weekend, what changed, of course, and Lou's gone now, Shane, so it's just you with the Cowbomb. We know you all good with your squad. But I want everybody to, you know, tell me what do you think, man, from seeing your team? What's needed, man? What's missing? We're going to get on that when we come back. What is needed? What is missing? We'll be right back.
Ain't long, and I can be honest about that right now. Right now, only thing I really want to see is my man Brown, number 30. Whoever line up on his side, I just need him to be a little bit more consistent because I still see some flaws in him. You know what I'm saying? I know he's young, but I just need him to do better. And what I don't want them to do right now with my defensive end guard is play Michael Parsons as a traditional linebacker because he played a lot of that this week, and it didn't help that well. I like him being on the line free all over the place. That's what I wanted to change, yeah.
57, y'all in a win, but what would you change if you could?
I kind of like the way our offensive line seemed to be improving and the way we got Harris coming out of the backfield catching the ball now. We still need to work on our defense. We need some defensive, some safeties and some cornerbacks that's willing to hit somebody and willing to cover. And I don't see that happening right now. You know, and until we get that, we're going to be at the mercy of a lot of teams in the NFL that can throw that ball. And that's what it's going to. So we need to work on that.
Ted. Come on, Ted. From Chicago Bears. What do you see you want change?
Well, we need to change our coaching staff. We need to change our defensive backs. We need to change our offensive line. We need to change our defense, man. We need to work on that. Our offensive line, like I say, and the coaching. We need to get the coaching staff go. Nagy, I do not like him. Never did, never will. Never have, never will.
Okay, okay. Let me see if my man Debo is with us. Debo, you with us?
Yeah, I'm here, Holmes.
All right.
Hello?
Yeah, give us some, give us a rundown of them Seahawks, man.
First of all, I like for Geno Smith to be anywhere but with us, number one. I like for Pete Carroll, man, to try to change his philosophies a little bit, man, because it's starting to be a little outdated. And I don't just mean now. I mean, like, in the last 2 years, it's starting to be a little outdated. Everything else around him is changing. You know, everything in the division is changing. His stuff, his philosophy is starting to be a little outdated. Of course, my offense, my offensive line. And send Rashad Penny somewhere and go get a reliable backup running back, and we good.
Okay. Come on, Terry. Yeah, I had a bye week.
We had a bye week, so I didn't really see anything other than I think Garoppolo is coming back off an injury, and Trey Lance, he sat out in practice. I think he needs to get more reps. Because Garoppolo can't stay healthy, so we're going to need him to stay healthy. I need one of y'all to stay healthy at all times. I need somebody to stay healthy. That's what I need. I need healthy players all around.
Right.
Defense, offense, special teams, I need healthy players, and we'll be good.
Yeah, I can agree with you on that. And let me bring up the rear, man. This Washington team, man, we in dire need of so much, you know. We're in need of so much, man. It's not even funny. I'm glad that they brought the kickers in today, and they're challenging Hopkins for his kicker spot. I don't know why. And the thing about it is they brought in and cut last week. Won the job again today, and so it just really feel like, you know, we all over the place. I admit it at the beginning of the show. I put more stock into Heinicke than he deserves. Heinicke has truly been a disappointment, to say the least. He's been a disappointment, from interceptions to fumbles to overthrown, underthrown. Everything that you don't want your quarterback to do, this young man has been doing. I'm to the point where I say go ahead and start Allen and let that young man see what he can do. Let that young man have an opportunity before we get to a point where it's a fire sale and we're playing for a high draft pick. You know, my offensive line, and this kills me about Washington. It is so hard to judge these positions, the offensive line, because you don't know whether the quarterback is playing bad because the offensive line is sucking, or if it's just that the quarterback sucks. You know what I'm saying? Because
That's a good point.
I see this offensive line creating holes. I see this offensive line blocking. And it's like Taylor Heinicke is running right into the arms of the defender. And it's like, utilize your vision and maneuver yourself around where that block is going on. I watched the game last night between Allen and Tannehill. And those guys, they were like masters in that pocket or out of the pocket. And they helped their offensive line. Now, Tennessee, most will say, got the advantage because Derrick Henry had four times the yards that both of the Buffalo Bills running back had. Now, I know Derrick Henry had that 1 yard, that one run for 72, I believe it was, but he had over 140-something yards of rush. So that is a good bit of running. I don't care what nobody says. That is a good bit of running. So, I mean, it's very hard to judge what my offensive line is. Now, this defensive line, I don't know if it's the coordinator, the team, or what. Now, I'm hearing that our linebackers and our safeties and corners are not up to par. So they're really not trying to blitz and put these guys in a one-on-one situation. Well, you all know me. If you got a kicker that can't kick, you don't have a kicker. If you got a defensive line that can't get pressure, you don't have a defensive line. If you don't have an offensive line that can block and provide time for your quarterback or running back, you don't have an offensive line. Now, I know that all these guys are high draft picks. I know that. But they're all playing beneath standard of play. How do I know? Why can I say that? Because we saw last season how these guys play. We saw last season these guys play like their hair was on fire. Getting off the field on third down was nothing. And I'm talking about third and two.
Mm-hmm.
Not third and 11, third and 14. These teams are getting the first down. Wow. Wow. What is the difference from this year to last? And it's nothing but the coordinator. It's nothing but the coordinator and what he's implementing and trying to get over. You can see from the confusion in the secondary that these guys don't get it. These guys don't get it. Normally, you have a middle linebacker who calls the play, and everybody knows their job off of what that middle linebacker says. Well, these guys, I see them, no, move over here, and talking to one another and adjusting one another before the ball is snapped. And it's like, come on, man. Y'all should know where you're supposed to be. Y'all should know what it is that you're supposed to be doing. What, and I mean, has the language in the defense changed so much that y'all don't understand what is what? And you guys remember I said, cutting Jimmy Moreland was going to bite us. Jimmy Moreland was going to bite us. And we can see severely. No, Jimmy Moreland wasn't the biggest secondary member out there. But neither was Darryl Green. And he had Darryl Green had to cover Michael Irvin. He had to cover Jerry Rice. You know? He had to cover big, huge receivers, you know? And Moreland not only matched Gerald Green in stature, he matched him in heart as well. So if you ask me, with this Washington team, what is missing? That is the one thing that's missing from everybody in total. Heart. Them dudes don't have no heart.
Right.
They have no heart. They miss a play, and the first thing they do is turn around and point at someone else. You know, Landon Collins. He needs to go. He needs to cut him. That's $84 million waste. That's $84 million waste.
You know what I'm saying, man? Everybody can fire their players, but I can't fire mine. You can fire the whole thing. It don't make no sense at all.
I'm going to fire somebody last week.
I'm scared to even say I want to fire Mike Tomlin because I know he's going to say something. And then he up here, he need to go. The dude in the locker room tying the shoes need to go.
You know what? He 57. You just a doo-doo starter. That's all. You just a doo-doo starter.
Look at it from here. Go back last year and play my tape from firing everybody, and play your tape from firing everybody, and see how different they sound.
57.
They don't.
57. Who did I say fire?
Yes, sir.
I said fire.
Well, okay, get rid of.
Is that my hold on?
Okay,
is
look,
that my first
coming,
time saying that? Is that my first time saying that? Get
right.
rid of the
no.
Okay,
it
I
wasn't
said
my first time
I said
to Kale, but look,
I said get rid of Landon Collins.
You just use different
Those
words, Kale. If you come into my office and I'm the boss, if I say I got to get rid of you, or I say I got to fire you, which either way you ain't got no job. That's all I'm saying.
57. You came on Kale's corner and gave the whole damn team, including the water boy, a pink slip. I named three players that I feel are not performing up to par. And the thing about it, they're really the same three players that I've been complaining about all season. Before the season started, everybody, it's no secret to no one how I feel about Hopkins. Sugarfoot. It is no
thank you, Lee. That's thank you, Lee.
Well, he can go on and take his thank you, Lee, somewhere else. We don't need no thank you, Lee. We don't need that at all, you know. We need somebody that we can depend on. We need somebody that we can depend on. And 57, you know, you cut your whole roster. you started from the post
you
all the way down offense and defense. Did you not?
You should have seen the plan I had for yesterday if we had lost.
Dude did the dude
yeah,
there
won't be no more Pittsburgh.
Hey,
oh, Lord, that's terrible.
Sometimes it turns into that. Sometimes it turns into that.
Yes,
you know. But and listen, I know, and this will probably be the first time you all will hear me say this. I know what L is coming next week. Now, on Lady T's pick, I'm picking Washington. But I know an L is coming next week. And I guarantee you there'll be something new for me to say about this team and my discouragement when that L comes. I know this. Why? Because I'm a fan of this team, man. And when they're playing subpar, it stinks. And I hate stinky smell. Them families stinking up the joint. The city stinks because of them. I got grass. Go ahead, Steve.
Smell bad over here by FedEx Field.
That ain't the city. I need you to come back to the city. That's Rao John Merlin you talk about.
Hey, that's where your team resides right now. That's where they play. Rao John Merlin. Sean Taylor Drive, baby.
Sean Taylor Drive. It is Sean Taylor Drive, though.
Y'all ain't feeding into y'all.
But we didn't really finish that anyway, Joe Kale. I mean, just think about it. But they took a week to get that together?
Okay. I'm done with that. I am done with that. You know where I stand.
Well, we got 10 minutes. We got 10 minutes to kill, Kale.
Say what you want to say, 57. It don't matter to me. I am done with you. I said I am.
No, let me ask Tricia a question, because she's going to give me the facts and not speak with her heart. They having retiring jerseys anyway on Sunday, not just Sean Taylor's, or was it just Sean Taylor?
Just Sean Taylor.
Okay, well, then if it was just Sean Taylor's, then I would feel the same way you feel, Kale. But I thought it was a little too much. But I thought they were just doing everybody's, and they included his in there. But if they were just doing his alone and they rushed it like that, it's like, why did you do it that way?
Yeah, they didn't even have to. It was just only for him.
Right. Sunday was an alumni game. That was an alumni game. Okay.
That's what I was wondering. It wasn't for a specific reason.
Well, Kale, like I texted you, I told you they should have did it after the first year, man.
Mm-hmm. That's true. I can go with that. Absolutely.
Exactly. I'm down with
it. Like you said, were they trying to get ticket sales? You trying to get notoriety? What y'all trying to do? Well, you know?
It was a distraction.
What's your motive really behind?
You from John Gruden.
It was a distraction from the Bruce Allen, John Gruden, Dane Snyder, all of that. It was a distraction. That's it.
Exactly. Come on, Lady T. It's that time.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry. I want to congratulate Tang again for the Week 6 picks. We do want to congratulate him. And I also want to say rest in peace to Colin Powell. Colin Powell. Colin Powell was an American politician, diplomat, statesman, and a four-star general and an author. And he did all that while being the first Afro-American person to hold the highest rank as former Secretary of State. He passed away the other day. He passed away. He was 84 years old. I just want to send my condolences to him, his family. From us all here at Kale's Corner, we want to send our condolences to the Colin Powell family, because not only did they lose Colin Powell, they lost Alma Powell, which was his wife. They lost her back in October. So I just wanted to get that out and say our prayers go up to that family. Kale and I would like to thank everyone here that supports us here on Kale's Corner. We also would like to say thank you, and we love you today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. We are here every Tuesday and Thursday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., and you can call in any time between those times and voice your opinion. Our number here is 563-999-3782, and we would love to hear from you. Take care of yourself.
up, and we'll see you guys right back here Thursday, 5 p.m. sharp.
Hey, congratulations, Sam. Good job on the big bro. Hey, y'all, we got to step it up, y'all. We all got to step it up. I'm going to study this week, and we're going to see how DMV Phil do after he studies. Hey, listen.
That's right.
Show the love. Show the love to who you want to and who you don't want to. Matter of fact,
yeah.
Show the people that you don't want to a little bit more love, and that might change mm-hmm. their attitude to make you show them more love. You know what I mean? Everybody be safe. Please, be safe. Please. We love talking with you guys so much. On Thursday, we'll be back with Lady C's Pick. We should know by Thursday who will be playing in the World Series. So let's keep our fingers crossed and hope that gets wrapped up so we can have that for discussion on Thursday. All right. Y'all take it easy.
Kale, before you leave,
everybody.
Let me say this, Kale, before you leave.
Go ahead.
The Braves are up 4-2, just to be saying that. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. The Braves are up 4-2. I see a
three.
Bring out the blue.
And it makes
y'all
me happy. Yes.
We'll catch y'all.
We love y'all.
We'll catch y'all. Love y'all.
Break out the champagne. Everybody get a glass. Let's start it off sexy, what do you say? And all the ladies say. And all the ladies say. Think I like that. And all the ladies say. Welcome to the champagne life. Where trouble is a bubble in the champagne glass. Dreams and reality are one and the same. And we gonna do it like this.